Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. River Wireless is a quartet from North Carolina. If you call them a folk group, that's fine. It's not wrong, but it's only part of the story. River Wireless's latest album, called We All the Light, draws on the sounds and rhythms of West Africa, India, and in this song, China. Although they do this with their own instruments. Here it's the Western toy piano and violin, imitating the sounds of the Chinese zither and the fiddle known as erhu. Shortly before the album came out, I included their song All Day, All Night in the Soundcheck Weekly Roundup. You can still read that post and see their video on our website. But even better, that's going to be part of the band's set list for us today. They're going to start us off with a song called Life Crisis. Here is River Wireless live on Soundcheck.
Then I would lend you my skin.
That is River Wireless, live here in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Life Crisis, which appears on their latest album called We All the Light. And the members of the quartet include Ryan O'Keefe on bass and vocals and drum. Ryan is usually the band's guitarist. Daniel Sheeran is usually the band's bass player, but he was on guitar there, singing, and also triggering the Indian harmonium that you heard briefly. Hallie Anderson, who is the group's violinist, did finally pick up the violin towards the end of the song after singing and playing some percussion as well. So the three of you are all like switching instruments between songs and stuff like that, whereas Alex McWalters will stay behind the drum kit because he has plenty of toys to keep him occupied in the corner there.
I saw them sliding all over the place.
Yeah, including a banjo that was used as a snare in that first song. So on your Bandcamp page, Ryan, sure, you guys wrote something interesting about this album. You wrote, in creating this album, we somewhat recreated ourselves, settling into a fresh method of collaboration. How did that play out in the making of this record?
Well, in the past, we had always, Daniel and Hallie and myself, we all write songs, you know, full, complete ideas on our own. And with this particular album, we kind of threw that all out the window and then just approached this one writing session with just little snippets of ideas, just tons and tons of them. And then we started just blending them all together and kind of mashing them together, creating songs in a true kind of collaborative fashion, when in the past there was always a kind of a champion of each song.
So yeah. Life Crisis, it would be hard to say whose song that is other than to say it's the band's.
Yeah, I would say that's the initial, that was one of the initial sparks of that type of writing process with the band. The song had many different forms before that, and then we kind of flipped it all on its head and ended up there.
Yeah. I sort of thought of an analogy. Sorry to butt in here. I thought of an analogy while we were in the busy streets of New York City this morning for this particular writing process. And I think our former writing process was maybe like remodeling a house. You know, you have a house that's built and the band would remodel it into something that was ours. And now the new process would be starting from the ground up and building all together.
Another analogy that occurred to me while Ryan was talking was the Beatles, where you went from sort of late Beatles, where it still said Lennon-McCartney, but you pretty much knew it was Lennon or McCartney, and you've worked back to early Beatles, where they were genuinely writing together.
I'll take a Beatles comparison any day.
Early or late. Really.
The record is called We All the Light. There is a song on the record called We All Deserve the Light. So did you guys suddenly decide in titling the record, we don't deserve anything, we're just going to, We All the Light becomes the name of the album? What happened there, Daniel?
It's sort of like that. It's
really?
That's pretty dark. Well, not the first half of that. No, it's more like we're just playing around with that phrase and taking the word deserve out, changed the meaning in a way that made it feel like we all were the light.
Yeah,
and, we thought that was appropriate both in the way the new album was going, the new writing process, but also just kind of in the way we want the world to work in general.
We All the Light is the name of the album from River Wireless. I have to say, I've not spent a lot of time in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Is there a River Wireless?
No. Mm-hmm. It's the name comes from an E.E. Cummings poem. Or Wireless, the second half of it comes from an E.E. Cummings poem.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were kind of naming the band, we had already been writing music, and so we kind of had a voice, and we just wanted to have a name that kind of felt like it represented what we were doing, and that and the kind of ethereal ideas that it represents, to us at least, felt like it fit the band okay.
Well, you can't go wrong with E.E. Cummings, and you also can't go wrong when you start borrowing from centuries and in some cases millennia-old music traditions,
sure,
which you have also done throughout this record. I mean, it's not every track, but
right,
there is a good number of songs here that have elements of, you know, the Western Sahara or South Asia. I mean, the song you're going to do next called Baby Brother, this, Ryan, your guitar part has a little echo of, you know, George Harrison, of
sure,
Indian raga and stuff.
Yeah, this was the first, in that collaboration process, I had always been a three-chord singer, writer, and then I never really liked the idea of, like, the soloing guitar. That just wasn't my thing. But when we started, when I started to have to fill that void in the band, I really started to enjoy this style of guitar, which is a lot more worldly and maybe a little less American traditional, like electric guitar. And
All right. Well, I wanna ask a little more specifically about what you guys have been listening to. But first, let's hear some of what you've been writing and playing. The band is River Wireless. They're here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. The new album is called We All the Light. This song is on it. It's called Baby Brother, live on Soundcheck.
Spruce and pine. I know it's not the best at heating us. I know I'm not the best at healing us. But we all deserve the light. We
deserve the light.
River Wireless, once again live here in the Soundcheck studio, and their song called Baby Brother. It's on the new record called We All the Light. You heard the repeated line, we all deserve the light. And so, Hallie, the album is sort of bookended by songs that recapitulate each other, it seems.
Yeah.
So when you get to the end of the record, it's not the end of the journey. You've kind of come full circle,
it seems.
That's
my hope, is that... Maybe you want to start it again, or maybe it just makes for a nice cyclical and circle sort of statement or meditation by us.
And thank you guys for one word change, which, you know, podcast, you could have gotten away
with
the original.
I know, it was kind of a game time decision.
Yeah, it's fine. speaking of journeys, I mean, Daniel, you mentioned before, you know, that this was kind of not a conscious decision to start weaving these things in. It was a natural result of what you guys were listening to. Mm-hmm. So what have you been? What's been playing in the van when you're on tour?
When we were recording the record, we had all been kind of using this one record by Tanarwin, the band that you mentioned them actually.
Yeah. And Soundcheck listeners, if you look up Tanarwin on our website, you'll find a live session by them. Fabulous Tuareg musicians.
Yeah, you said they were here, right?
They were here. Yeah,
that's insane.
That's awesome. I wish I could have seen that. But a lot of that, like, West African stuff, but also African music from like the Congo. There's a band called Konono Number One that their album Assume Crash Position was kind of my bible for like 2 years.
Style known as Congotronics, it's like this psychedelic trance thing, but it's built around thumb piano.
Yeah, a lot of thumb piano and like homemade guitar or thumb piano pedals.
Right, right. And lots of distortion and stuff like that. It's a really cool sound.
Yeah, very rhythmic too, which is really cool. But also with, you know, in music from Asia, Japan, China.
And so what occasioned this? Did someone in the band say, hey, we should be listening to other folk traditions? Or is it just a result of, I mean, you listen to public radio? I mean, what was going on?
No, I don't think so.
No, you don't think you were listening to public radio? All right.
We always listen to public radio. Actually, to answer your van question completely honestly, that's what we listen to.
Yeah, okay.
But
you may stay then.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed world music from, you know, as long as I can remember, and I'm sure these guys feel the same way. And I think it just happened that we just all were here at the same time.
And
I think, I don't know what the inception was, but we all happen to be listening to this one record especially.
To add one thing, we pressed an EP last year, and we kind of did the vinyl in the style of the old Folkways records.
Oh, nice.
And so that's actually what kind of got me going on some of the old, especially Eastern folk music, because they were just going around creating, you know, capturing all these old folk tales. And so, there were kind of more contemporary bands like Tanarwin and stuff like that. But I think we also kind of, in making that record cover, we kind of searched out all these old Folkways records, which are amazing, from like Appalachian music, but also, you know, to tons of Eastern and Middle Eastern African stuff.
Yeah. Mine started in Goodwill when I found a Huma Sekela record, because it looked cool and was colorful. Mm. And that was the end of American music for my present life.
the South African trumpeter. So now, Ryan, this next song, this is All Day, All Night, and this has that Tanarwin, that kind of North Malian, Western Saharan sound to it. That is very different from being a three-chord songwriter guitarist.
Yeah, well, Dan mentioned, actually, and this record, as we were trying to maybe recreate them in more stripped down ways, whatever, he was like, man, we went from like 3 and 4 and 5 chords. Now we like just jam on 2 chords for the whole. It's like, just like, it's funny. This record's so much more groove based and so much more, I don't just, I don't want to use the wrong, I was almost about to say flatlining, but that's not the word I want to use. But you know, it's
no, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
It's more like a Graceland album than a Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And actually, the Paul Simon analogy is not a bad one because, you know, Paul Simon didn't do English folk music. He did Scarborough Fair. He didn't do Andean folk music when he did 59th Street Bridge right. Song. He didn't do Brazilian music with Rhythm of the Saints or South African music with Graceland. Mm-hmm. It was all his music, but you heard all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And these songs, this is not a Tuareg song by any stretch. Sure. It's kind of, there are a couple of songs where there's some substance abuse hinted at sure. or explicitly talked about.
Sure.
This seems to be one of them.
Yeah, one of the overarching themes is kind of how people deal with being oppressed. And you can be oppressed by a relationship, or you can be oppressed by a higher power, or like somebody else's ideas for you. And, you know, sometimes that does turn to substance abuse. And the character in this story could definitely be victim to that, for
yeah.
sure.
Well, it's got this incredible groove to it. It's a really cool song, and we're going to hear it played live here in the Soundcheck studio. The band is River Wireless. The album's called We All the Light, and this is All Day, All Night.
All right.
One, two, three, four. All day, all night, all day, all night. All day, all night, all day, all night, all day, all night, all day, all night, all day, all night. Thank you.
Day, All Night is the name of the song by River Wireless, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio and drawing heavily on the Tuareg rhythms of northern Mali. And, you know, some of those Tuareg songs, if you let them, they'll go all day and all night. And I could listen to a very extended version of that song quite happily. So, Hallie, you guys played the Newport Folk Festival this summer, right?
We did.
How does this music go down with a, you know, kind of a crowd that might expect a quartet from North Carolina to play, you know, recognizably American music?
You know, I thought it went over pretty well. I might have blacked out during the entire set out of nervousness, but the song was a blur, and then afterwards people cheered. A lot of people cheered, and I felt like it was taken in appropriately and understood. And people come to Newport, they don't even know who's going to play, what the lineup is. They buy tickets, mm-hmm. and it sells out before they even know the band. So I think they come with an open mind these days.
Yeah.
And I think they received us well, and I hope we get to go back again as listeners or as musicians.
So you guys had fun?
Oh,
I think
a blast.
We can confidently say that it was, if not our best set or our favorite set of all time, probably in the top two or three. So
you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Unlike Hallie.
Newport was awesome. Hallie's kind of taking it down. Newport was amazing.
Yeah.
It really was fun, I think, for everybody in the band. We didn't want to leave the stage. We finished the song, and people were up and cheering, and we started walking off, and Dan's like, Let's go bow. We've never bowed in our lives.
Did we bow? Did we bow?
Did we go back out and bow?
I was so nervous. I couldn't. But see, it was such a big deal.
Here's the thing. You got that song, if that's your closer, you know, that groove will go as sure. long as you guys will go with it. So there's no reason to ever leave the stage. River Wireless, they've been here with us in the Soundcheck studio. Great to have the chance to hear you guys in a live setting. Thank you so
much. Thank you so
much. It's been a blast. Thanks, John.
Really great.
Clap it into perfect line, but I don't, but I.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other live performances, video shot in the studio, our daily gig alerts, our weekly music roundups, and more. Check it out at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
To hover the most delightful. To hover close to light bulbs. I would give you my love, but I don't claim that it's not.